The company was founded in 1995 and incorporated as a charitable institution for the purposes of rural development, overall aspects of rural development, social, economic, environmental and cultural development. And we would have been very pleased to have sourced a number of programs since 1995, literally up to 20 various programs that we would have delivered. But certainly one of the most key programs for delivering rural development in Donegal would be the LEADER program, which is jointly funded by the European Union and the Irish Exchequer. And it's very important to say as well that match funding is also provided by the communities and private project promoters or entrepreneurs in this case, with their own cash. So that program since the foundation of the company in 1995 would have actually funded in excess of 750 projects throughout our catchment in Donegal. The total spend on that from the LEADER program would be 23 million. But it's important again to recognize that through the funds leveraged under that investment of 23 million, that the promoters themselves dominantly would be community groups, but also in that would be a significant number of private entrepreneurs. That would have leveraged a total investment in the rural economy of County Donegal of 55 million euros, which is significant.
And as you've indicated, a lot of that money is money coming from within the communities, coming from within the local businesses, money that otherwise would not have been spent had the, as it were, the kickstart not been available through Europe and through LEADER.
Absolutely, Donal. And again, that's a requirement of the program, that a very specific requirement of the program, that a project could not proceed without the grant assistance. That's a fundamental principle. So, as you say, the leveraging of funding is very, very important, and it's a mark of the commitment to entrepreneurism in Donegal and investing in Donegal from the project promoters. But again, those projects, those more than 750 projects, could not have occurred at all. We would be without them if it were not for the LEADER granting stream.
And following on from that, then a lot of those projects will have seen the creation of jobs, very many people employed in Donegal in the DLDC catchment as a result of that investment.
Absolutely, yeah. The job creation spin-off has been very, very significant in Donegal, but it's also important not only the full-time job creation, but in a lot of cases in farm diversification, part-time job creation, which, if you like, when you add the income from the enterprise to the farm income, you're creating a firm family income. But not only that, there's also the number of jobs which would have been saved through the program. A number of jobs as well would have also gone had it not been for the development that was supported under the LEADER program.
One of the developments over the past number of years has been the fact that DLDC has taken on the workload of MFG following its collapse in the Guelph area. How much of an extra workload has that placed on you and your staff?
Well, first of all, I suppose we look at it in extremely positive terms. It's a distinct pleasure and privilege for us to be working in the Gaeltacht. The Gaeltacht, as I said, part of the remit of LEADER as well is in cultural development, and it's hard to find a place more rich in culture than the Donegal Gaeltacht. So we're very pleased to be working in the Gaeltacht. It was a circumstance where we had to take over a number of projects that were, if you like, in the middle of progress when the collapse of the previous company happened. So there was an awful lot of work to be done there, and that would have been a workload difficulty for us. But we were fortunate enough under the program to be financed to take on additional staff to deal with that. But it was difficult for us. But as quickly as I say that it was difficult for us, the company would have to acknowledge that it was a horrific situation for those communities, community groups and entrepreneurs who were caught in the middle of their contracts and had to wait a considerable amount of time. They would have been under tremendous pressure from their own private funders, in most cases the banks, for repayments, and weren't in a position to meet those demands by virtue of the fact that the projects and the granting stream were frozen.
Is everything back on track now from that point of view?
Yes, I'm delighted to say, as I say, the company certainly does recognise the agony that those community groups went through. But once we were given the remit to go in, we went in very quickly. We worked as quickly as we could, and the vast majority of those projects have been completed and paid out. And it's only a small number of projects remaining to be paid out. And in all cases where the projects were completed and all of the conditions met, all of those projects will be paid.
Is this going to remain then part of the DLDC brief, or do you foresee a replacement for MFG coming along and specifically setting up as an administrator of leader for the Gaeltacht area?
Well, let's be clear about it. MFG as a trading entity is gone. So, if you like, there will not be MFG will not, as I understand it, reappear on the scene. But all of the indications from the department to DLDC is that the delivery catchment for the work of DLDC is the old DLDC catchment and the Donegal Gaeltacht. So we would see ourselves clearly going forward working in the Gaeltacht. And again, we see that as a great privilege to be in a position to do that.